The greenest city in Asia.
Singapore was the last stop on the tour my editor sent me on to find the greenest of the green cities in Asia. As soon as I got off the plane, I realized that Singapore isn't like any of the other cities I've ever visited. To begin with, it's both a big city and a small country. Its approximately 6 million residents are packed into only 720 square kilometers, 280 square miles of land. Yet compared to other cities with similar populations, it didn't feel crowded at all. Why? Possibly because there are so many parks, grassy spaces, trees, and gardens, which give it the feeling of having open space everywhere. When I first got this assignment, I decided to learn how Singapore has become so green. In my research, I found photos of Singapore in the 1950s, when it looked just like any other crowded city. On May 11, 1967, however, Singapore's first Prime Minister, Lee Kuan Yew, introduced his vision of Singapore becoming a city in a garden. He planned to redevelop Singapore into a well-organized city with lush greenery and clean air. Now, many years later, Singapore has millions of trees, hundreds of parks, and rules about how buildings must be eco-friendly. The first stop on my tour of Singapore was the amazing Gardens by the Bay, a 250-acre nature park with three waterfront gardens located in the middle of the city. It includes the famous Super Tree Grove, featuring huge, tree-like structures that are covered with tens of thousands of plants and collect enough solar energy to run a nightly light show. My next stop, the Pinnacle at Duxton, is a public housing complex constructed in 2009 as part of former Prime Minister Lee's plan to make the city more attractive and environmentally friendly. Its 750-story buildings are all connected at the 26th and 50th floors by sky bridges that have the world's longest sky gardens. On the 50th floor sky bridge, residents and visitors can relax, exercise, and enjoy amazing views surrounded by nature. Last, I headed out to the Central Business District to see the Park Royal on Pickering Hotel, which is one of the best examples of Singapore's commitment to the environment. This hotel is covered with trees, plants, and gardens that are sustained by solar power and recycled rainwater. There are also waterfalls that provide a natural cooling system and great places to relax. By the time I left Singapore, I felt like I had accomplished my goal, to find the greenest of the green cities in Asia. My overall impression was that Singapore was not just a city in a garden, it was also a paradise in a garden. Now, I can't wait to go back to Singapore someday. I'm sure that when I'm there, I'll discover new ways that it is keeping former Prime Minister Lee's eco-friendly vision alive.